Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ask Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, about Sagittarius full moon summer solstice. In her long career as seer, spiritual coach, and healer, Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, often calls upon her knowledge of astrology to guide her clients safely through adverse aspects and help them take advantage of powerful influences. Her intuitive guidance helps her clients make the most of favorable aspects and avoid the difficult ones. And this week, a Sagittarius moon coincided with the summer solstice. What does this intense energy mean to you? Will this energy fuse together a new awareness, a brighter future, or will it just fizzle out and pass by unnoticed? Ask Ada Marie. And Ada Marie, welcome to our show, your very own show here.
Hi, Mary. How are you today?
Marvelous.
Good.
Tell us just a little bit about the way you began to learn about astrology.
I've never learned a lot about astrology. I have actually listened to my guides, who just this morning early around 3:30, I received a message about the goodness of the solstice and the amount of new energy it's going to bring in into our country and also into Japan, which was surprising. These two nations are going to truly benefit from the energies of this latest solstice and full moon. So that I thought was interesting and wonderful, because do we need to be able to have jobs on hand today and get our people back on track again? Yes, we do.
Uh-huh.
I was happy about that.
That's marvelous. That's just kind of a surprise to me. So what you really do is you work rather than studying as an astrologer would, a normal astrologer, shall we say. You receive messages from your spirit guides and those who teach you and help you with your work. Is that right?
Well, they seem to give me information, and then I have to decipher what to do with the information. I mean, how does it work, you know? And then, like today, I've had three people call two since I got home, and one this morning, that already they had received job opportunities. And two of them were going to go to work. The other one was waiting to be called back. But this just happened since the solstice, which was only on Sunday.
I see.
I mean, really, Monday, I guess. And I had told him, I said, now write out what you want. Write out exactly what you want, how much, where you want to work, the kind of people you want to work with, and the distance between where you work and home. And I've been telling them this for a couple of months, and they've written it and revised it, and a couple of them took a couple of jobs, but they weren't too good, and they didn't pay very good either. And the people were not easy to work for. But, you know, when people are not being paid adequately, they're not happy working. I mean, they're trying to figure out how to get another job that helps them to make more money or work two jobs so they can survive. So I think we're going to see a lot of openings coming up, especially in this next quarter, because it looked like the full moon is going to offer a lot of opportunities if people will just keep aware and look into it. If they stay on their toes and look into these opportunities, they could be very good. And I really feel that's a necessity. I know I put my feelers out today to see what was happening. You know, I'm working on a show that I want to do in Vegas in January of next year. And And I just felt really good about the fact that this was a good season to be putting all those steps together.
Oh, that's fabulous. We seem to have someone who wants to ask a question. Let me see if they want to
okay.
talk, because you brought up something interesting. Hello.
Hi there.
Did you have a question? Yeah.
I do. Well, the full moon in Sagittarius, I believe, was in my workhouse and
mm-hmm.
in my sixth house, but so far I haven't.
Yeah, but it's only a few days. It takes 7 days for it to sink into where you want it to be. So I hope
really?
You have a list made out of what you want to do. Did you write out what you want to do and where you
yes.
want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
not
then.
As exacting as I probably should, but
well,
I will do that.
Just the fact that you did it and sent the energy forward, no matter how exact you did it or not, will bring something to you, and you will have the option of saying yes or no, and you will probably be back to your original work, which you started when you were younger, because this is reaching back, the moon is reaching backward and bringing forward the kind of work you did and your opportunity to do it again or to start something that does it again.
But is
so
that every full moon? Is that every full moon or?
No. This happened. It was the summer solstice and a full
right.
moon. Put the two of them together and it's a powerhouse. So your powerhouse is saying, okay, what did you do 20 years ago? For instance, what was your occupation then? It could bring you back into that kind of an occupation.
Well, I've never left my occupation. I've always been an actress.
Okay, and then you can be a very, once again, a very big, prominent actress. It could bring that back to you.
I need a job.
Well, but you don't need it. You require it.
I require it. Yes.
Right. You don't need folks, you don't want, you don't wish, you don't hope. You know, and you require, and you accept. Now get it straight. You know, you require, and you accept. You don't need, you don't want, you don't wish, you don't hope. That is for books. What works
right.
is your movement yeah. forward and your attitude. So what you require is what you're going to receive. Be very careful what you ask for. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've asked for things, and when I've gotten them, didn't know what to do about it. So
right.
be very careful what you ask for. You have asked to go back to work. You want to be on behind the camera again. Well, you're going to be. And
I want to be in front of the camera.
In front of the camera.
But you're going to be doing that work that you did probably 30 years ago. You're going to be doing that same kind of heavy-duty work. So be aware when the calls come to take every one of them just to see which one it is. Because it's
right.
coming, I can guarantee you that. Especially
that's
when it landed
exciting.
In your workhouse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's a
I believe it. Yeah, I believe it was, yeah, right there. I've also got Saturn is in the workhouse, which can, the last time Saturn was in my sixth house, I worked a lot.
And
that
you
was,
will again.
You know, that was 28 years ago. I was working up a storm. So
you're what you're going
to
do again.
Yeah.
And you'll be so busy we can say we knew you way back when.
Well, and that would be true.
Yeah, it will. It'll be fun. So that will
mm-hmm.
happen. I'm quite happy to be able to tell you this. I can't always tell people the wonderful things. Some people have other lessons to do, and a lot like someone had called last night, and their reading showed a lesson that they had not taken care of 25 years ago. So now the lesson came back. So guess what? They have to deal with it now. there's no way out now. They have to deal with it. So it's not going to be fun, but they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be all right. It'll be a little bit of a rough road for a while, but they'll come out of it because they're determined to. They're determined now to get their act together and, you know, take it on the road, not to blame everybody else for what's happening to them.
Right.
Blame is a very, very bad shoulder to lean on.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I know that.
Right.
Very,
now, Mary had
very,
a real good piece about this. She read to me yesterday, and I would like to have her read that. It was just awesome. There was so much information in it. I couldn't even make enough notes to get it all down. But, Mary, could you read that thing that we worked on yesterday?
Sure. Be careful when you give me an assignment, okay?
Okay.
Here's what I came up with. I researched about three or four different sources, and I kind of synthesized it. So here we go. On June 20th, there was a Sagittarius full moon on the summer solstice. According to Universal Time, this only happens once every 70 years. Now, the phases of the moon recur on or near the same calendar dates every 19 years. That 70 years is using universal time, but when we apply our U.S. time zones, they occur much more frequently. Like the last full moon and the June solstice actually occurred in June 21st, 1986. So this year is amazing because it's this fourth full moon between March 2016 equinox and the June 26th solstice. The third of the four full moons in a single season is called a seasonal blue moon. There are usually only three full moons in one season, and the time between an equinox and a solstice. Now, the most recent seasonal blue moon occurred on May 21st, 2016, one lunar month ago. So a full blue moon is the second full moon in a calendar month. So that's the big difference between the season and the month. And now this is the second Sagittarius full moon this season. And it's at 29 degrees, Gemini Sagittarius, which is the master degree. It's a kind of last blast. So look to this axis on your birth chart. I think that is my ascension. I'm not going to swear to it, but anyway. It is a line of influx and observation of the big picture. It energizes the mind and attracts us to inspirational ideas and people. This is the time to shift, to shake off the cobwebs, and scan the horizon for an idea whose time has come. Now, Sagittarius is a sign of truth and high ideals. It is ruled by Jupiter, the planet of aspirations and guiding visions. With its clarity unveiling and burning away old patterns, a new path forward is, you can realize it. Gandhi said, truth is by nature self-evident. As soon as you remove the cobwebs of ignorance that surround it, it shines clear. And that's very appropriate right now. So now this Sagittarius moon is even more powerful because Uranus is trined with Aries. So this is a time when the pieces fuse together in a new awareness. And suddenly the future looks brighter. These are filtered through the charge of idea collector Gemini and fueled by the aim of the archer Sagittarius moon. So, since it is a fire sign, the full moon of action, things could happen fast. It could burn off what's draining your vitality and jettison you down an unexpected pathway. It's outstanding, too, that Mercury, or Gemini, in Gemini forms a triggering T-square with Saturn-Neptune. If you're being triggered by life and overwhelmed, this could be one of those breakthrough moments. So trust your higher moral conscience, your sense of what's true. The steps to awareness could be giant ones now if you blaze your own trail with moral courage, an open mind, and willingness to question all you know. Break through stifling condition and soar with a vision. If we don't get swamped by facts or delusion, there is a bright path to walk ahead. This is a very good time to make a vision board collage and entertain possibilities. It gives you that tingle inside, that zing of optimism. So keep in mind that many planets are still in retrograde, including Mars, which is retrograde until June 29th, when the flashes of the future you see now can more easily be mapped out and manifested. And now I must say, there, Beta Marie, is your 7 days. Bingo.
What is in 7 days?
When Ada Marie said that you have 7 days for the
for this
energy to really percolate,
right.
Activate. So when Mars goes active again, bam, it looks like.
Now I can tell you know, my rising is Gemini in 29 degrees. So the full moon, but that's the ascendant. So so obviously it was in 29 degree, it was in 29 degrees Sag, which actually may be my relationship house. I don't have my chart in front of me. I didn't realize it was that high up.
Wow.
Well, and if it was in my relationship, that actually makes a lot of sense, because that I'm feeling really quite wonderful about the man that's in my life. So that might make even more sense, but I still need work.
No, you don't. You require.
I require work. Oh, God. See, we're so indoctrinated.
But I've learned over years of experience that the wanting, the needing, and all that stuff gets you nowhere. You can go wanting forever. But when you require, and you tell that man upstairs, you require this, it happens. And now he's opened up, it's like the treasure chest is open. Open sesame. We had this wonderful solstice, and this wonderful thing happened. Everybody can be positive and healthy and move forward in a positive, direct manner. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. Well, it'll be really good if Trump, if they decide not to run Trump for vice president, that he steps down and gets a hold of himself. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, as well as going to work.
Yeah.
I want Trump to go away.
Oh,
well,
okay.
let him find something that he enjoys more. I don't think he'd really enjoy being president.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I don't think I would enjoy having him as president, nor would anybody else that I know.
Well, those things come and go, and we could even get a dark horse, and that dark horse could leave all the rest of them out. I mean, it's happened before. Lincoln was a dark horse, you know. He came in at the end. And he won. Yep. So I think we're going to get a dark horse.
So they took him. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't even have we didn't have television, and we didn't have telephones in those years. But he won.
But he was tall.
Yep. So
yeah.
He was more visible than most, being 6'5" in a time when 5'6" was pretty normal for a guy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your question. It, it, Isn't this exciting? I mean, I don't know anything about astrology, but I sure do know how to do research on the computer.
I know very little about it. Eileen usually tells me what I'm doing and what I'm not doing, so I don't
know. I've actually studied astrology, and I probably know a little bit about it. It's a very complex, I consider it a science.
Mm-hmm.
And the astrologers that I know are extremely gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely gifted. And they really have very serious about it.
Yeah.
And they really know the patterns that the different motifs that happen in certain years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I think, well, it's like, you know, understanding history. But a lot of astrologers really, really understand history. They understand the nature of people and why certain people will react in the way that they do. You know, like Trump, for example, he's under a very strong Uranian influence, which makes him do things that are, you know, very
fancy,
scarily erratic and unexpected. You know, he'll say something that you'll just go, no, he didn't. He couldn't have said that. But it's the Uranian nature and some aspect in his chart. And also, he's got the chart of a narcissist. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never know it, would you?
No. Anyway, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. And
that's wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary, did you finish that story?
I did.
Good. Because I thought I was really impressed when I first heard it, and I could see where a lot of people could glean something from it if they actually listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would be able to see something that hit their
mind. I certainly learned something doing the research. I was quite amazed at how really powerful this Sagittarius full moon on the summer solstice is.
Right,
I was amazed.
Right.
Wow, you know.
And I think, you know, a lot of us are suffering across the world with all this heat at this time. But remember, they let people cut the rainforest. And by taking the lungs off of the planet, we could get anything, freezing cold, 160 degrees heat. We could get anything because that was what was the balance in nature that kept nature in order.
Throw in the ozone layer, too.
Yeah. And last week, my sister said they had a storm, a windstorm, mind you, that blew railroad cars off the track.
In Montana?
Montana. They also followed by a hailstorm that was as big as baseballs and softballs,
wow.
And inside of those hailstones were other little hailstones.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. She called me to tell me.
Uh-huh.
And everybody did. I mean, they didn't get any broken windows, but I mean, things really got tossed around. Roofs got moved and all kinds of stuff. So and it was right at the solstice. I mean, it was all going on during that time. So that was awesome.
What do your guides tell you about that? As I read that research, it seemed to say that it was blowing away the cobwebs.
Well, I haven't asked about it. I go along with what happens, and then when somebody really needs help and we have to, you know, we gather together and we kind of send healing and we send help to people, we send directly to people. We don't send it to organizations. We send directly to people who we know are going to send out whatever we give them to put it where it's needed, in other words.
I see. Yeah. That's really very interesting. What you're doing really is when people call in and they ask a question, when you respond to their question, it brings out things that you normally wouldn't seek out on your own, right?
Right. Because I receive those answers from above, and sometimes they ask me about things I don't even know what they're talking about, and I say, you have to repeat that question because I didn't understand what you said. And then all of a sudden, here will come an answer, and you'll go, oh, my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. And usually before I can say any more, they hang up on me. They do that.
They got what they needed, and that was it, huh? My
that's
goodness.
All they wanted.
Yeah.
They just go about their business. So it's interesting, you know. I do give out my phone number, or I try to remember to. It always helps, but
why don't you do that?
You know. My phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can give you my phone number. It's in Arizona, folks. I'm in Arizona. 520-896. 9510, and you can call between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. because I have to sleep.
That's Arizona time.
Yeah, that's Arizona time. We do not change our time. So whatever time it is in New York, right now it's 4 o'clock here. So I think we're 3 hours difference right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I think we are.
That's right.
But when time changes, when the time, I think it's going to change pretty quick, we don't change our time. We stay the same time. So right now we're with California. When the time changes, we'll be with Colorado, you know, because they change their time. Daylight saving time, I think it is, and it changes.
Yeah, so. Do you have anything, do you have any other information that you'd like to tell us about the Sagittarius moon?
I really don't. You both have explained it very well, and you both have agreed that it's a positive, and it is. It's probably the saving grace of our nation, actually, because things that were not going to go well are now going to go better, and changes are going to be more positive. So I just want people to know that it takes the whole country thinking positive to make these things happen and make them come forward. We all have to do. We all have to pitch in and do our part and think positive and be positive. And then it brings forward positive action. And that's what we need right now.
Oh, absolutely. So what we need to do is keep reminding each other and ourselves to think positive, right?
We're thinking positive. We're acquiring good information. We are using it in a most useful manner, and we're moving forward slowly right now, but as it builds up, things will start moving faster. And I have a feeling that jobs will come back to the country. This is the time when all those jobs that went flying out of the country could be on their return. Many, many of them are coming back. And it'll be quite amazing because our people need work. And where are we going to get it if they don't come back?
Well, you know, I've heard
that.
An awful lot of people complaining about the outsource service that they've been getting. And I had some wonderful hours with our friends in India, trying to get my internet straightened out. And they talk about the people are concerned about the factories where children are working 12-hour days and things like that. And this awareness is going to come through.
Right.
How does that Do you get anything on that, Ada Marie?
I only know that, and I've got patients, trust me, I've got tons of patients. I only know that for the last 11 years, I have watched this change coming as people, stuff has been sent to every country in the world and to work over there because labor was cheaper. But that's okay. How do you sell it if the people that you want to buy it don't have a job? I mean, Henry Ford said it. He said, we've got to make a people's car because it's the people that are going to be our customers. And now today, you see a lot of stores closed because people didn't have the money to shop because they didn't have a job.
He paid twice as much as the average wage. So that he said that my workers can afford to buy the cars they make.
Right. That's right. He did. Henry, you know, I liked him a lot. He had two partners, and the two partners would not agree with Henry. So he sat down with his wife at the table. He looked her right in the eye, and he said, you know what? We're going to do this alone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you talk about a man who trusted his wife and a woman who trusted her husband, and she said, okay, Henry, that's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. And you never hear anything about the Ford family that isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very interesting.
You see, she backed him up, and she was there for him, and he set out to build this empire that he built.
Uh-huh.
And he did make the cars cheap enough, sell them cheap enough so that people could afford them. Especially in those days when we were all riding horseback and riding in buckboards. So, we went to town with a team in buckboard. That's how we got to town. That's how we came home.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, time went on and on and on, and then the war came, and that's what really put him on the map, because he really turned that thing around. I mean, he gave everybody jobs and did all, I mean, the man had faith in God, and he acted on it. He required things, he received them. He worked hard, he prayed every day. He was good to the people who worked for him, and boy, they would do anything because he was a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got people in business who keep squealing stuff away from their people who work for them, so nobody can be nobody. A lot of people have lost their. I'm a company man, and they do anything for the company, but a lot of people have lost that because they've been squeezed out by the work. They haven't.
Yes.
Been paid well enough. So let's see what's going to happen. Let's see what this full moon is going to do. People that could do the job better than anybody are standing aside while somebody who is halfway there is doing the job in a halfway manner. So you watch. People like Eileen will be back on stage and they'll be working.
That is exciting.
That is
really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So may I just be selfish for a moment? This happens to be my birthday, and I'm going to ask a question of what this moon and this summer solstice means to me.
What does it mean for you? Well, I haven't.
Yes.
I actually have not written your birthday card yet. It's on the desk, but I haven't written it. And I usually channel the message when I send a birthday card. As Eileen knows, I channel the message, and Eileen has a birthday coming up, too, on the 30th, and I won't miss it this year, Eileen. I already got the card. I missed it last year. I wasn't very well last year, and I spent a lot of time in bed, and I didn't get a card sent to her, and she says, the first time you didn't send a card, and it was, because I've always been able to remember her birthday, and I send it a month ahead of time.
That's true. Usually comes early.
It always comes. But last year
I found it very interesting that the year I was born, my birthday was on the 22nd, and that was the summer solstice, and it was also a full moon. But I haven't been able to figure out what particular full moon it was. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, I think it is too, and I think you've gone through a real, real exhausting life learning lessons that you never thought you ever had to learn, but you got them and you've come through it. And look at all the wonderful things and the books you've written and things you've done. Mary, this is awesome. When is your new book coming out?
Well, I actually finished it, and I just talked today with someone who is going to help me, help show me how to get it onto Kindle and onto the Amazon Direct, I think they call it, or something like that. So it's coming closer and closer. But it will be, it's two books this time, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Mm,
and one of them is Karmic Healing, and the other one is called Karma is Not a Life Sentence.
That's right.
So, yeah, for sure. So that's what I'm doing right now in my work is I probably will, you know, tweak it a little bit and go through and make sure I didn't catch some of the mistakes I didn't catch before and that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the headings the same size and everything, you know.
Yeah. You don't have somebody that proofs it for you and does all that, huh?
I do my own proofing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was one of the things that I was very good at, so.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So I don't have to pay anybody to do that.
Well, that's really an awesome job to begin with.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm looking forward to your reading, to hearing it. So,
well,
I
after it's written, I can read it to you. But I'm not. You know, I don't have it now. If I had it, I would tell you. But I do not have it. See, when people call me for a reading, Mary, and they ask a question, and I don't get the answer, and Eileen can tell you this, I don't have the answer. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it, I'll call you up. Sometimes I get an answer and sometimes I don't. But I can't tell them something I don't receive. That's just something I cannot do. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when I see something, a lot of times I see something and I see it happening and I know it's going to happen and something comes along, and I'm not the only one that does that, and changes the energy somehow, and it doesn't really happen when it should, when it looks like it's happening. But believe me, it eventually happens. For instance, when I got out of Montana, in 66, I came to California. And I wanted a home and a guest house where I could do private retreats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I made that stipulation and that command, and they would only come one person at a time, and I would work with them, and I would help them change their life and become successful or whatever it is, be healthy, whatever they needed. Okay? Well, I asked for that, and I was going to acquire that. That was for sure. But you know the date I required it? Now, this was, I got it here in California in 66. Do you know when I acquired that guest house?
When?
June 2nd of 2004.
Well, you know,
I knew I would get it. I just didn't know how, and I didn't know when. And when we bought this property, we did not know it had a guest house on it. Well, our realtor came back from Arizona, and he walked in the kitchen, and he said to me, he said, "Do you know you bought two houses?" I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, you bought two houses. They have separated them, but they're all in the sale. You get those two houses." And Eileen has seen the guest house, and if she saw it now, she'd be happy. It's all fixed up. It's all got a new bathroom, got a new kitchen.
That's great.
A new deck. Oh, Eileen, you just can't believe how beautiful it is. But I now have a guest house where the people who come stay in the guest house, and they usually eat at the big house because I cook up here, and I'm not too bad of a cook. And then I work with them on however many hours. If it's 6 hours, if it's 16, if it's one lady I worked with 36 hours before she finally fell asleep.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. She just kept talking and talking and talking. And I said to her, "Just a minute, I got to get somebody. I got a girl that," I said, "you've got to fix something to eat." And she says, I said to her, "What do you want to eat?" And she didn't give me a list because she said she eats anything. She said, "I'd like to have a cheese sandwich and a glass of milk." I said, "That's fair enough." So we ate a cheese sandwich and a glass of milk. She kept right on talking. I thought she was a broken phonograph record, but by the time she left here, she was a totally different person. And today, she's very successful, very, very successful. And I'm not allowed to tell you who she is, but you could probably guess. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, her work has been wonderful, and she's done millions of things with little kids. It's just not to be believed. So it depends on. Some people will talk 6 hours, and they'll sleep for 12. Mm-hmm. Some people will talk all night and sleep all day. It's whatever they have to do to get where they need to get. And by the time end of the second day comes, they know where they are, and they know where they're going, and they know how they're going to do it because they work through it in that amount of time. And sometimes I'm so tired, by the time I take them to the airport, I can hardly think. But I pick them up at the airport unless they drive in from California. And I take them back to the airport, and I house them, and I feed them, and it's $2,500 for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also gives them all the books they need to take home, all that material. So besides the notebook that they write,
I imagine
they also
most of them think that it was a bargain, huh?
Well, most of them know it's a bargain after the fact.
Yeah.
So,
you know, my spirit guide is telling me that in the spirit world they don't have time.
They don't have time.
So when they get around to doing something, it's in their time. It's when they get ready to do it, not in the time that we think it ought to get done.
Well,
so
this is a fact, and Mary, on the spirit level, there is no 50-minute hour.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There is no 50-minute hour. I can tell you that when you get into the heart of something, like psychiatrists try to do, they never get there, but they try. When a person gets to the place where that heart is coming out and has to be cleaned up, you cannot stop. You have to be there. You have to be that strength. You have to listen. You have to hear it out until they walk through that bath of fire. And then everything changes.
Yeah, my supervisor at the Blanton Peel Institute of Pastoral Counseling said, never go over 50 minutes. And I said, but sometimes it takes more than 50 minutes for a person to really get to the heart of what they really need to talk to you about. He hauls up one thing or he says, aha, the doorknob syndrome. And I said, well, what do you do when that happens? And he says, I say to them, we will discuss that the very first thing in our next appointment. I
but
said,
what
that
they've done
moment,
is
well,
they've cut
that
off.
Moment will never come again, ever.
Right.
That moment of readiness, that moment when they have touched in and they the feeling that they have and the need to understand it have come together.
Right.
Is it not going to happen again?
No, and you cannot stop. I mean, I told you, one lady talked for 36 hours. I was so tired that I was sitting in the chair, and I leaned forward in the chair, and I thought, my God, I'm asleep. But she was still talking. I did take a drink of water and kind of wash my face a little bit. And she said,
uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I tiring you? And I said, no, honey, I'm just fine. Just keep going. And then somebody came out and knocked on the door and said, are you guys okay? And I said, yes, we're fine. Leave us alone. But mm-hmm. It was a long thing. And when it was, she was a new person. She actually lost 11 pounds during that 3 days. Not because she didn't eat, but because she had gotten rid of all this crap she was carrying around. You know?
Burned it off. Uh-huh.
It just, the weight just dropped off of her.
Just melted away.
Yeah. And but she's happy and she's successful. And this was years and years ago. And she lives in Hawaii. And she married a man in up in the North South Bay area, and they've been married all these years, happy as clams. I get a Christmas card from them every year. So
I'd like to hear about some of the other people you've helped.
Oh, I dozens of them, and they remember me from time to time. So that's a good thing because. See, like the lady who was here yesterday, she came for an hour. That was at 11:15. She left at 3:30 because we couldn't get through everything. The one question she had, we couldn't get through. And when we finally got through, I made coffee and sandwiches, and we finally got to where we could stop. She said, this man's been telling me about you. This man in town's been telling me about you. And I just said, you know, she said, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have all the money I'm supposed to have. She said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not. I know where you are, and it's more important where you are than how much money you got in your pocket. Because
mm-hmm.
where you are is going to make your health, your work, your family, and everybody back together. So, you know, I said, we'll just put it on a book and you just pay it when you can. But she walked out of here like she just got up from a big nap. She was laughing and smiling and she said, I like your property. And I said, well, I like it too. But I mean, she said, I don't know what to say. So she gave me a hug and she went home and she called this morning and she said, I slept all night. All night. I slept all night. I said, well, I'm happy to hear that. I did, too.
mm-hmm.
See?
That's
but that's
great.
What it's about. It's about getting a person to a place where they can actually quit wanting, wishing, hoping, and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the people say to me, what do you think? Eileen will tell you, I don't think. I don't think. Did that upset you? I said, I don't know. What was I? What were we doing? You know?
You just open your mouth and it pops out, huh?
Yeah. I don't think. Right, Eileen? We just,
yeah.
Whatever we're doing, whatever is up, is okay. I'm good with that.
Right, right.
That's what.
Yeah,
that's
when I take people into other lifetimes, I tell them your job is to not think.
Yeah.
You cannot think because if you start thinking, you're going to mess everything up.
Right. And usually when you take them back like that, they don't think. They just be still, and then it starts coming out.
Right.
You know, they'll be voicing whatever it is they need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're coming close to the end of the show, Mary. Now tell me what you're going to do for your birthday.
Well, I am being taken out to dinner by a famous actress.
Okay. Okay, I wish I was there to join you.
I wish you were,
too. We would sure be happy to have you.
Well, I'd be happy to be there, too. I do have some clients over there, but I haven't had a chance to put them together so I could even think about coming. So,
We'll have to send a lot of energy that way.
Yeah, I have to have enough work over there to be able to come, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kind of going back over some of the things that I studied last night when you gave me my assignment. And
yes,
I'm just thinking, my goodness, we've got a full moon of action and burning off what's draining our vitality and shooting us up in an unexpected pathway. I can hardly wait. I mean, do you have any suggestions how we can really take advantage of this tremendous energy that we have right now?
One day, listen to me. This is how you take advantage of your options in life. Live 1 minute of 1 hour of one day at a time. Don't send out things that might muddy the water. Don't send out doubt. Don't send out concern. Don't send out worry. Live 1 minute of 1 hour of one day, and things will turn out, because then God's running the show. You're not. You let him,
right.
Let him run the show. He's really good at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been at it a long time.
Well, you just have that faith. It'll work. And by the way, folks,
mm-hmm.
my email address is adamarie@thegoldenoracle, GoldenOracle.com. How about that?
And your website?
That's my website, The Golden Oracle.
Okay. I thought you said email. Sorry.
I have email, adamarie@thegoldenoracle. It's the same. I just did adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. That's the email. But the website itself is The Golden Oracle.
Okay.
In other words, I left them together. I was
mm-hmm.
a novice at this, and I didn't know any better. But that's how it happened.
Well, it seems like it's easier to remember that anyway. So your website is thegoldenoracle.com?
That's my website, thegoldenoracle.com.
Okay.
And the email address
to...
is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com.
There you go. Okay. And would you like to give us your phone number again?
I might do that. We're in Arizona. It's 520-896-9510, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., 7 days a week.
Arizona time. Which would be between 9 and 9 New York time. And the people in between can figure it out.
Right.
Now, if one of our members was sitting in front of you, waiting for you to tell them something wonderful, what would you say just right now?
I would say, you look fabulous, and I hope you feel as good as you look, because you're positively beautiful and kind. That goes for both of you girls.
Oh, well, thank you. And I just want to say something, that both of you are so like family to me. Really like family to me. And you're amazing women, truly amazing women. I can't say enough about how kind, how generous, how smart, how energetic, how forward-thinking, and beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And, you know,
thank
I'm lucky
you.
I have a wonderful mother, but both of you have been like sisters and mother, and I always say Mary is my New York mother. You're my Arizona mother. You were my California mother, and I really needed a mother in California. Boy.
Yeah.
So, but I can testify to both of you being extraordinary women, extraordinary people, but extraordinary women, which is important for us to have some extraordinary women as role models for us.
And, you know, I just think that often people do not reach out. And if more people would reach out to open to friendship and to wisdom and to give all the help that they can give, what a different world this would be.
Mm-hmm.
There would be so much harmony and peace and love. There wouldn't be any room for war and things like that.
Absolutely. So maybe we can just focus our energy and take this incredible conjunction of the full moon and the fire moon and the solstice all together and just shoot it out to the world and let that energy flow through us and just out so that everybody that is able to pick it up is going to do it and work with it and something good is wonderful is going
to
happen. I just feel like
beneficial
something is wonderful.
It,
mm-hmm.
It will. So that'll be a wonderful thing. See,
definitely.
I see it happening. I'm visualizing it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, maybe we ought to require it.
We have to require it.
I'm going to write that word down on my wrist so every day I, instead of saying I want, require.
You absolutely require something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I required that I got home by 3 o'clock today so I'd be ready for the show at 3:30. I got home at 3:30. So I thought I was doing very good.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And I called Mary and left her a message that I was already at home.
Right.
That was good. And I'm so glad you've been on the line today, Eileen. It's wonderful to hear you.
Thank you. I'm a little blissed out by yoga. You know, I go to yoga, so I'm like in a yoga trance.
Well, that's a good place to be.
Well, it's been positive. It's been great, but I require to be in a work trance. Work trance is actually
okay.
What
then
I,
we see you. We join.
What
together
I require.
Seeing you be in front of
and
the
I
camera.
And I did look at my chart. I did look at my chart when we were on the phone. And actually, I'm going to do Mary's chart when we get off the phone.
Okay.
Because for some reason I don't have it in my
someplace.
I do. I
yes.
do. I actually could look and see where where the moon was in your chart.
Because
you don't know where the moon was in your chart during the full moon.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Let me see if I can go back and try to. I know
well,
we have a
just give me a call. You know, we're off the
I
air.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds or so.
Well, let's say thank you to everybody that's listening, and may their year, the rest of this year, become very positive, healthy, financially strong, and happy. This moon will give it to you if you require it. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to say love and light.
Yes.
Right.
Love and light.
I'm going to second that.
Okay. I second it also. So.
Okay. So bless everybody and thank you, and we will see you next week.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.